Can you guys stop swearing? I have children over here. Next time you swear, I'm gonna call the cops.
Well, you know, I'm a douchebag, so whatever.
Yeah, we know it's cool. It's how we roll, yo. Cock talk. Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And I just spilled Pepsi all over all my gear here, so if we cut out, that's why. Hey, Podmania Pro Wrestling Podcast presents Board Wrestling Fan Radio, also presented by WeGotDiscounts.com.
Ah, we have a new sponsor.
Yes, we do.
We're alliteration.
Yes.
We're corporate right now.
lots of peas, as Noyce pointed out in our pre-show chat.
Some powerful paraphrasing you got going on there.
Give peas a chance.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
All right. That's got the one yah out of the way.
Yeah!
That guy hosted the Vegas Golden Knights game one. He did. Huh. It was true. Yeah. And then, they're like, what are you going to do to top, like, this massive production they have in Vegas? Here's Pat Sajak.
Screw Pat Sajak. Coaster and I hung out with Francis Fu last night.
I saw that. I didn't get invited. It's cool. I had work to do.
Just like my ex's friend told me, my ex's best friend told me before calling me a douchebag, it was a public event. You didn't need to be invited. You could just show up, okay?
I'm aware of that.
All right. That's how that book.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark and I showed up. What the fuck's wrong with you, Joe?
If you follow me on Snapchat, you can see what Francis Fu did after Smash Mouth last night. It was pretty funny.
Okay. I'm not getting Snapchat though.
Yeah.
He mimicked Stone Cold Steve Austin with what did he use, Adam? I mean, Coaster.
Oh, it was some sort of. What the hell is it?
Can we get that one more time in coherent English?
I'm trying to remember what it was.
It was one of those like ramen noodle mix things. It was like it was just chicken. It was chicken flavor, because I know he texted me this morning. He's like, dude, I still smell fucking chicken. He just did it. He poured it all over his head. Like,
so he gave himself a ramen bath.
Pretty much, but it wasn't ramen. I think it was like rice or some shit like that.
It was Ramen Reigns impersonating Stone Cold.
Okay. I don't remember when Stone Cold did that, but he poured ramen on his head in one episode of Raw or something, or
no?
Oh, with the beer, the beer and the ramen,
right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Took me a second to like connect the dots on that one.
Give Nakamura time. Maybe they'll have him do that soon.
So basically, what you're saying is Francis was pretty fucking drunk as shit, eh? Nice, good job.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't drunk.
He's
just a moron.
No, he's not a moron. We were just having fun, and someone gave him the idea to for he just we after as we were leaving, he took two things. I'm gonna do the Stone Cold style. Just did it.
And
the absolute Batman.
And what was that coaster?
In hindsight, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was. But you know, we had bacon bombs to top it off.
I'm getting some echo, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
Huh.
All of the echo over
there. That was clever, Coaster. I heard what you did there.
Well, we are alive from the Grand Canyon this week, though, guys. I mean,
sure, why not?
Echo.
I'm not getting it over here, so it's not going into the podcast. People are just...
Well, literally went away after... yeah. Oh, no, it's back.
I hear it, too, but... It's
for shit.
I've been hearing it for weeks. I just don't say much of it about it, so...
Yeah, I've been hearing it for a few weeks, too. It's off and on.
In a while.
Yeah, it's just connectivity. I don't know if it's going through on the broadcast, but we're definitely hearing it.
Nah, whatever I'm getting in my headphones is probably what's going into the broadcast, so I don't think we're getting it in the broadcast.
Okay, that's good. That's just probably Skype being Skype.
Probably.
Oh, well.
Okay, two totals. Windows 98 would be faster. And with better internet access.
Someone get Bill Gates on the phone.
We can't. He uses a Windows phone and no one has those.
Oh, right.
It's just him and his mum.
So, yeah. Here we are. Another week gone by. I'm sure nobody remembers shit from the week gone by. Especially well, not
JT. No, I don't, but I am drunk, so that might be why.
Like I said, my ex's best friend called me a douchebag because I didn't include her in my plans to go to a public event yesterday.
Right on.
I don't know what else happened to me this week.
Iron Man mug.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got my Iron Man shot glass.
That was the important thing that happened, dude. Come on. All these years now, how many years has it been Iron Mike? I know it wasn't Barkley level, but it was getting close.
Yeah, it was like, it says 2000. It says, like, I can't find the box. I can't tell you what year the box says because I threw it out because, you know, it was too big. So it was too big for my pocket. So I was like, fuck this. So.
Oh, well, just say 2015 and run with it. Nice. Good job, bud. When in doubt, mix shit up. That's what I always say.
I just like that the post-it note was still on the box.
Yeah, 2GAT. And then there's G with the fucking achievement unlocked with my annoyed look from when I shaved my head.
Yeah. I felt something had to be in the circle. It was important.
So yeah, folks, that's all that happened in wrestling this week is JT got his Iron Man mug.
Yep.
That's all you need to know.
I did watch the first season of Tough Enough.
Why?
Like, way back from like 2001 or whatever?
Yeah, the original Maven season.
JT's ex-girlfriend,
ODB,
was on there.
Surprisingly fun. I'm just saying that. Go watch it. It's entertaining. And I don't know why I enjoyed it. I really don't.
Were you at
but
drunk
Josh
at the time?
Josh was robbed. No, I wasn't. I wish I was, and I'd have an excuse.
We never had that in Canada. It wasn't on the MTV outlet up here for some reason. So all I know about is like the clips they would show on Raw.
I'm not going to plug other podcasts, but some guys were reviewing it, so I watched a few episodes, and then I just got hooked. Way better than the latest season, which I was also the only one to watch.
Okay, I just sent in the chat Francis Fu doing his Stone Cold impression, so if you want to look at it, you can check it out there.
I really do barely remember anything from SmackDown. Like, the only thing I remember from SmackDown is an awful dance-off.
Yeah, the Lana thing, right? With
Naomi, yeah.
Feel the Clow of Naomi or whatever. Was it Naomi? Ah, fuck, who doesn't matter?
And I think they are still going ahead with the Rusev Day breakup because next week, for whatever reason, it's Aiden English and Lana versus Jey Uso and Naomi. Guess who's going to take the pin? Hint, it's Aiden English.
That's right. They did the big bait and switch on SmackDown. Here's this match everybody, like literally fucking everybody wants to see with Daniel Bryan and Samoa Joe. Hey, here's Big Cass.
Oh, yeah, that too. Well, I wasn't mad at that. I mean, really, Joe and Daniel on 1 week build-up on SmackDown.
Yeah, I'm not going to always sleep over that either.
Yeah, I was cool with three-way. Plus, I just liked being at work. We all thought Cass was legitimately injured, so I enjoyed being as well. Yeah, Joe.
There was a lot of backlash on Twitter about like Big Cass being thrown into that match. Like, here's your advertised main event.
Card subject to change.
Yeah.
How dare they go back to a storyline they started building up a couple weeks ago until Big Cass beat up a midget? Those fuckers. God damn you and your continuity, WWE. You told us we're not supposed to remember anything. Not a fucking thing.
Exactly. It's WWE.
I totally feel that if they had done the match as advertised, people would be bitching they'd done it on SmackDown.
Yeah. Yeah, people bitch about everything.
For SummerSlam, yeah. My fucking candies.
Whee! I think people are mostly just upset because Big Cass is just terrible.
Well, yeah.
One
thing we were really starting to see more and more without, because what he only had those few weeks before he got hurt, and he was still kind of with Enzo.
He's fine on the mic, but yeah, he's just a big something else in the ring.
He's a hoss. Jim Ross, wet dream. And that's, that's about it. He's got really nothing much going for him.
Speaking of Enzo, I remember something else from this week.
He was his best rap. Listen,
yeah, he put out some shit rap song. We're definitely not going to play in the show because it's fucking awful. But
I've heard it.
Enzo, here's the news about it. Enzo released some shitty rap song this week. Thankfully, we at BWF Radio eliminated the break song from the current format, so seek it out on your own time, especially if you like shit.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, it's garbage. I actually did listen to it, and I guess I'm never getting that time back.
Nope.
So if you listen to Nickelback, listen to Enzo's rap song.
It's better, actually.
I like Nickelback.
Well, you're wrong.
I'm sorry, Noice.
I would like you to look at the first image in the notes to talk about Nickelback. And
Well, I have just admitted I enjoy Tough Enough, so my taste in everything is really thrown away now.
It probably wasn't that bad. It was 2001, so get going for it in that year.
And like
Plus
I said,
Vince McMahon appeared in the second to last episode with that Bucky Beast. Was it Bucky Beaver, motherfucker? He really does have buck teeth. Oh god, his teeth are so big he can't really close his mouth properly, and even if he does, like, you can still see his teeth. That Bucky Beaver, motherfucker.
Who else was on that? That was like Maven, Miz.
Miz wasn't on there. Josh Matthews was. Chris Nowinski was on there. That's the only other kind of big name.
JT's ex-girlfriend ODB was on the first season of Tough Enough.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
I watched
the first episode. She's the first episode.
She was like in an audition.
When was she my ex-girlfriend? I thought it was Velvet Sky that was my ex-girlfriend.
No, we entered you into that Win a Date with ODB thing on TNA back in the day.
Oh, polygamy. Yeah, that's right.
That's polygamy, another P-word.
I have to take them for the team. Sorry, I forgot. I had to take them for, take a couple for the team back in the day. I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, no, apologize, man. You took one for the team, bro. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Mad props.
Took a pretty big one. That's mad props.
West Side, yo. Or something. I don't know.
Austin Aries was like, he auditioned.
So ODB was like early elimination on first season then? Was that how it worked? Or was she like a tryout that didn't make it?
I really don't remember her. She must have just been a tryout that didn't make it.
I remember watching the first episode. I remember her being on there, but she might have been a tryout that didn't make it. You might be right.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I really never had the opportunity to watch it. And I guess we got really bored. I maybe should YouTube some episodes sometime. Just to see what the fuss is about. Like, what, 18 years too late?
I watched it for the first time after 18 years.
Ahead of me, man.
She made the top 25. She made the top 25, but missed the final cut.
Because they only had 13 people in there or something.
I've never watched an episode of Tough Enough, and you know what? I don't feel like I've lived any less of a life by not watching it.
but you have. You missed out on Bucky Beaver and shit.
Oh, yeah.
What about Maven?
Fuck Maven.
Yeah. Well, we know someone who does that already.
Ooh. But I'm not recalling anything that happened on Raw to go back this week.
I could even find reviews of Raw because I read somewhere, and I could be wrong, it was like the second lowest rated in history.
I mean, I remember that Sami Zayn apologized for bringing out transvestites, men, whatever. But I don't remember what happened after that. Bobby Lashley came out and did his big smile, and that's all I remember.
He challenged him to a match at Money in the Bank and then, like, crushed his hand.
Are you sure you're not misremembering? Oh, yeah, yeah. But there was also a scene last week where Braun crushed an apple. That was pretty cool. Finn Balor was there with his delicious abs. That's about it.
Yeah, you know who wasn't there? Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah, that was a surprisingly big thing. People were... Roman Reigns wasn't there. Neither was Kane, but people were more surprised about Roman Reigns.
Here's a question. Did anybody miss Roman on Monday?
I didn't even notice he was not there.
Exactly. Well, obviously people missed him because if the ratings were so low.
Yeah.
Having someone do that.
I don't know that people missed him though, because like, did he announce that he wasn't gonna? Was there some kind of, you know, like Roman Reigns won't be on Raw tonight? Was there any kind of announcement? And that's why people are tuning out? It's because Roman Reigns wasn't going to be on the show?
No. But they'll blame it because he's not on the show, so you'll get more Roman Reigns.
That's not really how ratings work, so.
Unfortunately, but you're probably right, JT. We will probably get more Roman Reigns. Like, see, Roman wasn't there, and we lost ratings.
Whenever Roman's not on the screen, people should be asking, where's Roman? Where's Roman?
Go to the Twitter machines and tweet out the hashtag we want Raymond. Ramen.
Lost big dog.
Someone call the pound and see if they've got a big dog.
That makes perfect sense. Roman is Poochie. He's a dog. The things that are revealed on this show.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it was a little more, I think Poochie was responded a little more better. More better. Yeah, that's a thing.
Me, English, good.
Coaster fail English? That's impossible.
No, I am still waiting for Roman Reigns and Kane to team up as Clifford the Big Red Dog. That'll please like one listener, which is me.
You're a big Clifford fan, eh?
Now they can bring Cliff Compton while he's busy in court. Well, that was a thing that happened this week, but I'm sure it's in-
oh yeah, we'll be talking Compton about that later court, too.
Was Compton in court as well? I missed hearing anything about that.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I don't think he was in there.
did he say to the judge his catchphrase, "You're gonna die"?
am I misremembering? Is Colt Cabana not Cliff Compton?
No.
Oh, I thought he was.
They're different.
No, isn't Cliff? Isn't like Cliff Compton like Deuce or Domino or whatever the fuck that was?
Oh, okay. Well, I was referring that. Yeah, that was my mistake.
Okay.
But we can bring him in, not in court. We can bring him in as Clifford and that big dog. There we go.
Yeah, he was super King Domino Steve. When he fought the Great Power Udi. So it definitely was Domino, because I only remember him as Super Domino from that podcast.
I mean, I've been kind of following this trial, and believe me, there's some riveting stuff in this report. From WrestleZone.
Yeah, I found, went through all of it this morning.
Yeah, we already have our Hogan does not have a 10-inch penis line of this trial with CM Punk confirming his name means chick magnet.
Yeah, that was like probably the most relevant thing from the whole. That's what's fucked up. You actually had to go on the record and confirm that. So now that's like officially on the books.
Now we just need Batista to get in court and be asked how big his dick is. Now remember, Mr. Batista, you are under oath.
He will go, You cannot see me. I have mastered the art of invisibility.
Yeah,
I never realized that was actually like a throwback to Guardians of the Galaxy 2 when he was doing that. That's like the opening scene of the movie or whatever. Did you realize that, JT, when you saw Infinity War or no?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Like, apparently, do you remember the scene I'm talking about in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 or no?
No.
There's like a scene where Baby Groot's in the plant, like little Potter.
Oh,
like,
that's at the end of Okay, well, I think what you're talking about, that's during the end of Guardians 1, where he's in, because Baby Groot's in the pot and he's pretending to.
He dies in one, right.
Yeah, and they're playing I Want You Back, and he's, you know, Baby Groot's doing the thing like the mechanical flowers. And then every time Batista looked over at him, Groot would freeze. And then they did that in the opening scene in two.
Yeah, because then every time he freezes, like Batista starts looking around, like he can't see anything. It's like John Cena's in front of him or something. That's basically I never connected the dots, but I only saw those two films like the one time each, so. It wasn't. I thought that was clever when somebody posted a meme about it. I think it was actually the official Marvel subreddit. I don't know. That's what happened on Raw. We talked about Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and 1.
Hey, it's better than watching Raw.
Definitely. I don't think I watched more than a few minutes of it this week.
I mean, I had the whole thing on in the background, but yeah, I still can't remember shit.
I mean, I had Raw on, but there was hockey, so.
Really? On Monday?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll blame the low ratings on that.
What were you
a
watching?
Mixture of Roman Reigns and hockey.
What game were you watching on Monday? It didn't start till Wednesday.
Monday? Game one was Monday, game two was Wednesday, and game three was last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I was watching game one of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Huh. Oh, there you go. That's why I don't watch Raw then. That totally makes sense.
So here's some riveting...
It started Wednesday, but that was the last series, I guess.
Here's some riveting stuff in the news of the trial. That's not in our news later. Punk takes Exhibit 119, his Speedo, out of the Target bag. Punk positively identifies the Speedo as his Speedo. Punk mentions that it is the only Speedo he wore in WWE and calls the fact a little piece of WWE trivia.
Hey, you're right. Angry Marks have given up recapping Raw. They just post videos now. There is no recap.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's why I couldn't find it.
I'm going to just try and find anyone because we should talk about something.
I think that Speedo thing they were trying to establish, because I was reading it and couldn't understand why the fuck are they asking this. They're probably trying to establish he might have got it, whatever was on his back.
Like where that lump would have been, yeah. And how
it took me a little while.
Why we don't remember what happened. It's because we don't care about women's wrestling.
Oh, that's right.
Oh wait, you mean the historic women's division?
No, they don't even use historic
women's
anymore.
Revolution women's division, trademark Stephanie McMahon, trademark WWE, copyright Stephanie McMahon.
The exciting women's gauntlet match. Did you guys know it was going to be exciting? It was
like
exciting. Yeah, it was fucking awful. Anyway,
it was something.
Well, Dana Brooke was there, and I like her. Yeah. Not like her wrestling, but she's got a great work rate, as put it.
So keep in mind that this testimony comes while the Royal Rumble match is playing. Judge, I don't know who Kane is. Counsel, the big man without a shirt.
And then the judge took them out and screamed at them. Like, dude, they're all wearing no shirts.
You forgot about the part when they make a note during the Royal Rumble. That's when an entire class of 8th graders entered the courtroom.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they weren't there for the afternoon session.
No, yeah. A couple of them come back in though later.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
There was some really awesome quotes, like Colt Cabana explaining how he books his podcast. And I asked them if they want to be on my podcast.
That's how we book ours.
That's an actual quote. Yeah,
this is my personal. Riveting. This is my personal favorite from the entire trial so far. My personal favorite part of the reporting. Punk then walks over to the candy dish in front of the jury box. Punk and Cabana both give me peppermints. I gave one to the guy behind me. Like, who the fuck cares? Riveting coverage of this trial.
One bit where CM Punk made a joke about having a lot of sense, and then the Grissom Arts lawyer had that thrown out. I like that that's what they called irrelevant, and yeah, just the rest of it just sounds so insane. We need more wrestlers in court because they have the best juries. They have the best trials.
Especially Jimmy Snuka.
I just want the guy from WrestleZone to cover like every trial ever, because this is just it's all they're good for.
That and stealing from like Big Dave.
It's fascinating. We all
had a period when we watched WrestleZone.
It's kind of like going through this, just ridiculous shit.
Rollins had a match with Jinder Mahal.
And then he got attacked by Elias. That's like the only important thing that happened at all on Monday.
Oh, we missed out the best bit, the B-Team barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was obviously not on the Hulu cut.
Yeah, obviously not. I've heard divided opinions, but I liked it. I really love Rhino just sitting there, stuffing his face. He's there for the food.
Was it spray cheese and crackers?
No, probably not.
No, they had a lot of alliteration. Like they had Bodogs and
potato salad. And
beans.
Potato salad. And you got Rhino sitting there with a whole plate of bologna sandwiches on his lap. And he just starts throwing them out to the cold.
Because he was too busy eating sandwiches.
Yeah. Everybody else gets into a fight. Rhino's just still sitting there eating, and he looks out to the crowd. He's like, out to the guys fighting on the outside. And he just gets this look on his face, like he's gonna do something. And he starts like throwing sandwiches at him. That was What's actually pretty entertaining.
Goddamn sandwiches.
That was actually a pretty entertaining segment.
Although I am still waiting for Vince to just come out on the stage doing a jig and singing $4 billion, $4 billion. Fuck you, I've got $4 billion. I mean, between this week and the Sami Zayn shit last week, they don't give a fuck anymore. They just don't care.
You think this is bad? Wait till you move to Fox.
I guess the Simpsons were right. They really will buy anything.
Who cares if SmackDown gets canceled? We got paid, bitch. I'm a billionaire again.
Is another reason. And I only remember that because they worked a joke with Kevin Owens where Kurt Angle comes down. He obviously doesn't care because he's Canadian. He's in Canadians can't like him. Okay.
Well, because.
Oh, gee, how does it feel to hate the American military?
You shouldn't be hating the American military. It's the greatest military in the world. You don't hate the American military. If you hate the American military, you hate freedom.
No, I just really don't like people.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much all the fun stuff from Raw. Fun in very, very, very inverted commas.
So there's this last man standing match coming up.
This naked person with a belt and a note.
What happened?
In the notes, just above the news. I'm staring at a fat naked guy covering his junk with a belt.
You don't know who that is?
That's Hornswoggle.
Right?
Oh!
Anyway,
so I was going around this week with the Tommy Dreamer run and the Shawn Michaels one.
Thank God I haven't seen the Tommy Dreamer one. Anyway,
it's like a year or two old. It was on the Edge and Christian show. Like,
okay.
You remember it now?
I think he did. Did he do it for the show?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Was already taken.
Ah, could have been both. Never wrote that guy.
So
there's something about a last man standing match. What was that you're talking about? You wanna
there's a last man standing match coming up between Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles. To promote Shinsuke Nakamura is going around counting to 10. Like constantly. So guess who they put him in a match with? Guess who they put him in a match with?
I don't remember his name because he's been buried completely. Poor Ty Dillinger, eh?
Ty Dillinger.
That guy is such a joke now. All that work for like 10 years and fucking developmental, and they just completely fucked his career, huh?
So Shinsuke like knocks him down at one point. And he starts counting to 10, but he gets up before 10 and just kind of looks at Shinsuke and just does the whole 10 thing, and then Shinsuke whoops his ass again.
Yeah. That's pretty.
Come on.
Pretty much. Okay. Like, I've forgotten so much about this guy. Like, they did all these 10 references, and it wasn't even until, like, a few minutes into the match I realized, oh, yeah, it's Ty Dillinger. That's how relevant he's become. It's kind of sad. He's basically like, is he worse than Zack Ryder? That might be possible. Or...
I saw some
better happen to
worse because Zack Ryder has been working so long, he's at least got money.
I saw somebody post a picture yesterday, right? And this picture is Zack Ryder, The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, and John Morrison, and she captioned it, four legends. I'm like, I see The Miz, where's the other three? Like, there's three guys with completely blown potential.
Yeah. They weren't Samoan enough.
I guess.
That's how they fucked up. They should have controlled that when they were born. Those bastards. Yeah, well, who that was Morrison's wedding, I think, to what's her face from Taya or whatever? Whatever that chick's name from Lucha Underground is.
Yeah.
Apparently got married for that. That photo. I saw it too. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that guy's. Must have already filmed that whole Survivor thing then.
Probably.
Asked you because I saw the preview clip for the episode next season in the fall, and he's like, they're showing clips of him on the island, so it's obviously already filmed.
Right.
He's got to stay kayfabe on that, I guess, now.
Just, you know, don't send Luger out with the belt.
That'd be cool if Luger was on that, too.
He's like getting through going through the jungle in his wheelchair. Taking regular breaks to like ingest IcoPro.
I'd watch it.
I'm pretty sure at some point during the 90s, Shawn Michaels just had cocaine sprinkled onto the belt for him, so he could just snort it on the way to the ring.
That's possible.
Oops. Is there any of those other wrestling shows still on the air or no?
There's other
wrestling shows. You know, Underground
still going?
Lucha Underground is coming. No?
I know it's coming back. I assume the third season's over. Fourth season's coming soon.
Yeah, Lucha Underground's coming back this month.
Ooh. I still haven't watched the third season.
I know New Japan's still on, but you know, I forget that it's on because you know I don't watch wrestling. So.
Yeah, apparently they were doing Super Juniors. I think this week.
Yeah, I think they're doing something.
But yeah, I'm aware they had shows, but I couldn't tell you anything that's happened to any of them. So what probably some Japanese guy wrestled though. UFC?
I know they have Jim Ross on commentary. That's all I know.
He went back to it after. Didn't he have that whole debacle thing where he was like completely ill prepared? And
Jim Ross, yeah, has been like he's been the regular commentator for New Japan on Access.
Yeah,
I don't think they haven't brought him back for a live broadcast after that. Like, okay. They're fine with having him in a studio doing overdubs, but they haven't had him on a live broadcast. That's been Kevin Kelly and Don Callis.
Okay. Well, somebody just said he was on. I'm like, oh, really? Interesting. But not the case. I have the disappointments. No, I'm kidding. I don't give a shit. So that's it, basically, of her wrestling, eh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Like, did we miss any actual big matches? Didn't, like, Kenny Omega, like, show up looking like he was on steroids and people were making Jinder Mahal references, or?
I've seen the picture, yeah, but I have no context. Dude looks ripped. I'll leave it at that.
By the way, Lucha...
It's fine, though, because I'm sure New Japan doesn't have, like,
ripped.
A policy.
Ripped for her
pleasure. It's hard to say, like... People have been building, you know, lifting weights for that long, but it doesn't really look... Well, let's put it this way. He looks as natural as Butch Reed's hair color.
That joke is too old for noise.
It's never too old, though. It's never too old for Butch Reed.
Wait. Yeah,
what was the natural
Butch Reed?
The natural Butch Reed.
Blonde hair, you know, the African-American with natural blonde hair. Yeah.
Get it? Because his hair's blonde and he's an African American and he's the natural pal.
Yeah. I don't know much more of that. I've just seen a couple memes here and there about it. Most of everything I know from wrestling this week was a bunch of memes.
It's more effective. What was it?
I know, like, Bret Hart got like some degree from Mount Royal.
Yes.
College/university.
Yeah, he got an honorary degree in like basically physical sciences and shit.
Oh, it was honorary. Okay, I was wondering about that because his most of his extended family have legitimate like earned degrees from the other university in town.
No, this one was only honorary.
Mm. He got it for his work rate. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, good. Whatever. That's cool. Like, I mean, that's, you know, obviously
he rated the whole experience 4 out of 10.
Probably. That was his SAT score. No, that doesn't work that way, but whatever. Kind of does. It's a decimal, but represented by a percentile. Yeah, I want to say that there's some like big story we're missing, but I don't think we are.
No.
I feel like something about it.
Austin Aries won the TNA title?
It's definitely not that.
I've heard Cena and Nikki all back together, but I've only heard them in one place.
Yeah, right. I did hear about that. Yeah, I didn't see anything. I was ripping through the news pretty quick, but you're right. It was mostly just like the CM Punk thing and the Roman Reigns not showing up deal.
Did Chris Benoit come back to life?
Unfortunately, no.
I did see a picture of a Canadian indie wrestler that looks just like him, so he might have been.
I didn't see that.
There was like a murder-suicide for some guy that supposedly worked for ECW back in the day.
Right, let's just...
I only heard about that like in passing once. He wasn't that big, eh? Like, you watched ECW, Joe, and you don't remember this guy at all?
No.
I assumed, like, oh, Joe will fill me in on Sunday when I saw the story. Got more detail this morning.
So who was it?
Chuck Rockin' Rebel Williams. Double, it's like a murder-suicide, not a double murder. Just a murder-suicide. Him, I guess he killed his wife? or his wife killed him. I really don't have any idea about that. Williams worked his way, and then it just talks about like ECW. Apparently, it was like around the time they made the change of the name.
Right, because the picture I keep seeing of him says Eastern Championship Wrestling. So
there you go.
Yeah, he worked for ECW, but he was nobody that was in ECW when I was watching. And also, he supposedly was like a job guy for WWE and WCW. But
I didn't know that part. That makes sense.
If it ain't Barry Horowitz, nobody remembers him.
And the only tidbit I can see that he had some connection to the early Extreme days was he was originally set to be a second to Raven in the stable. And then he got heat in the promotion for an unknown incident and never got the push. Which is probably why he vanished shortly after. Whatever the heat was, and no idea. Not a clue.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the guy other than he shot his wife and then himself. So, yeah, that happened.
To work himself into a chute.
Ah!
Yeah, where the hell's that button when I need it?
Don't worry, you got me. My newest impersonation, the Cleveland theme.
That's why I don't open it half the time, because I know you're going to do it. All right. So, let's...
So, I guess in the world... So, fuck Roseanne, I guess. Alf, ha ha ha. Bill Cosby, Roseanne TV cover. What are we missing?
I just want to say that if you were against the football players kneeling, but you're in support of Roseanne keeping her show, you're a fucking racist.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, the funny thing about that is I don't see one of those people that were offended that what you just said. I've seen very little support for Roseanne on my feed.
That's good.
All the people that I've seen,
quite a bit myself.
All the people I've seen saying like, "Oh, well, you know, why is Roseanne getting kicked off the air?" And they're all the same damn people that were like, "Well, the football players should have to stand for the anthem."
Oh, I know.
I connect the dots just back to who owns ABC, and I'm like, the image that they put out there is the family friendly network. So, sure.
Doesn't that own ABC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure because it might have been bullshit. But did Roseanne get picked up by another network already?
There's some kind of talk about she's gonna get picked up by a streaming network or whatever. But
well, the latest I've heard is they're gonna do a spinoff. It's gonna be like Darlene or something. Darlene's gonna get the spinoff or some shit like that. They're gonna make a spinoff.
What I heard is that Roseanne owns all those characters. So if they were going to do another show with the same cast, because the cast is under contract to ABC, if they were gonna do another show with the cast, it would be like it would be similar, but it would be like they'd have to change stuff because Roseanne owns all the characters.
Yeah, there's. Okay, I'm seeing a bunch of this being reported as fake. What I had seen the other day was like Fox had picked it up. It was like, what website reported it? It was one that wasn't total bullshit. Like it was not like, who was it? And then there's like other things as well. Facebook shut this shit down.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Fox News picked it up, but you know, not the Fox network.
Yeah.
No, whatever. Regardless, I mean, it's we can't expect much from again Disney. What are you gonna do?
Exactly. All right.
Oh, there was one last quick thing on Raw that we also completely forgot about. Nia Jax being a bully.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's a heel now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Alexa Bliss right!
The best comment I saw was that like she's big, so now she has to turn as much as all the big wrestlers do.
She's the female Big Show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whoa!
Yeah, she was just like, yeah, just bullying some indie talent.
Man, this is an arm bar.
Anyway. Podmania Pro Wrestling Podcasts presents Board Wrestling Radio, presented by WeGotDiscounts.com. Do you love shopping online but hate the high retail prices of most online stores? That's why there's WeGotDiscounts.com. At WeGotDiscounts.com, we offer a large variety of items in many categories, such as electronics, fragrances, audio products, video items, security products, home decor, kitchen items, clocks, vases, and accents items. Everything we sell is at discount prices, and we guarantee you won't find them cheaper anywhere. That's WeGotDiscounts.com, WeGotDiscounts.com. Also, don't forget to check out the Pro Wrestling Top 5, YouTube.com/TheProWrestlingTop5. It is weekly top fives of all things pro wrestling from Sean Valentino, a columnist from the Pro Wrestling Torch, and Rich Twilling, the former senior editor of ProWrestling.net. Like and subscribe for top fives of all things pro wrestling at YouTube.com/TheProWrestlingTop5. You know who else does top five lists? You do top five lists, and I do top five lists, but you know where the best top five lists you can find anywhere are?
My house.
No. They're in JT Land.
What? Really? I didn't know I was supposed to have anything this week. Oh, shit.
You aren't. You're supposed to let us know when you do.
Your segment is basically top five kayfabe news stories.
That's what I'm going to go see. What does kayfabe news have this week? Let's see. Just give me a minute. Get the old dial up. Kayfabe news. Alrighty, here we go. As we load, let's see. Cost-cutting WWE switches Money in the Bank. Switches to Money in the Bank fanny pack. Elias learns fourth chord.
I don't believe it.
Thunderclaps and smoke herald Undertaker's entrance to Taco Bell. Nakamura suffers scrotum-shaped bruise on arm after AJ Styles delivers another vicious groin shot. He'll grow out of it, mother of wrestling fan says for 37th consecutive year. And here's the last one. Too bad Drow's not here. I only watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, tweets man watching Total Divas. And that's it. That's all we got this week. Other than that, you know. Yeah, that's about it. Basically, I don't know. Other than that, probably going to be that's it for the summer. I'm not quitting the show, but I'm probably not going to be here much this summer, so you won't have to worry about JT Land this summer. So,
okay,
JT's not quitting the show. He might go on a hiatus, but it's gonna basically value this that JT's gonna play it by ear and see what the weather's like, and if it's a really nice day, JT's gonna go boating.
All right, 30-minute episodes.
Wait, what was that?
I said 30-minute episodes. All right. I'll just show up like, we didn't watch wrestling. We don't care. Here's our sponsors. See you next week.
JT's not. We can't hear about JT's interesting lifestyle.
Wow. I can't believe you missed the Hogan one.
Yeah.
Oh, because it was from 2014.
I think that was an older one, though. Finally,
yeah, 2014.
Finally tells brother something.
Oh, yeah, I did see that one. That's right, but whatever.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following. Coaster sent this along. Eventually.
Are you looking for a long-term career at a company where you do little, and by little I mean nothing, for check after check after check after check? Well, contact the JTG Job Placement Agency. Our receptionist, Shad, will be glad to take your call, make no note of your qualifications, and get you a list of various job openings where you will have to do none of the following. Work. Show up. Win matches. Wrestle. Be remembered. Have a personality. Squash stereotypes. Or be liked. But you'll still make the WrestleMania program and have job security for years on end. We've placed such fantastic clients as The Great Khali, Yoshitatsu, Justin Gabriel, R-Truth, Ted DiBiase Jr., Camacho, David Otunga, Primo, Epico, Ezekiel Jackson, Hunico, Santino Marella, Tyson Kidd, all three members of 3MB, Kurt Hawkins, and Zach Ryder. JTG Job Placement Agency, because you deserve a job that lasts a long, 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 long time. For no reason. Call 1-800-555-4JOB or email Shad directly at shad@netscape.com.
It would have been nice last week when we were talking about having interacted with Shad on Twitter. Cantonese Corner with Noice.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a spoiler, maybe, but here's a list of all the confirmed talent for All In. And stop me if, like, this has been in the news before, because I'm stealing from STJ. But anyway, we have, this is going to take a minute, CM Punk, Naito, Tanahashi, Hulk Hogan, Ricky Dozan, Misawa, Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, Wild Pegasus, Pegasus Kid, Sting, Marty Skrull, Cody Rhodes, Goldust, Dusty Rhodes, Hornswoggle, hopefully wearing clothes, Edge, Bull Nakano, British Bulldog, British Bulldog 2, British Bulldog 3, British Bulldog 4, Asuka, Becky Lynch, The Spirit Squad, Brian Danielson, American Dragon, Birdie, David Arquette, Vince Russo, Jim and Marvin Luda, Lita, JBL, Jushin Thunder Liger, Tiger Mask 1, 2, 3, and 4, Mass Transit, Crime Time, New Day, DX, DX in Blackface, The Heart Foundation, Dennis Rodman, ICP, Dave Meltzer, Pat Patterson, The Great Muta, The Average Muta, all the Von Erichs, Enzo, if he's not in jail, Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi's love child, several blow-up dolls, every person to ever receive a five-star match, Sexton Hardcastle, Joey Ryan's realtor, the guy with all the evidence that that Roman bought steroids, Dana Warrior, some guy that Finn Balor wrestled with in the softcore porn promotion, Drama 79 reviewing a Roman fanfic, Bucky Beaver motherfucker, and of course, the Hung Books. It's going to be a hell of a show.
The newest one added to the list was Jim Neidhart reprising his former gimmick as Who.
All right. And where the hell did I put my document? Here it is. Go to Sleep, a.k.a. the CM Punk defamation trial. It's important. The first day of the trial was largely spent with Dr. Chris Amon trying to refute the allegations of Phil CM Punk Brooks, and Punk looking visibly entertained by both the testimony and listening to the portions of his podcast with Colt Cabana that were aired. On Friday, after a pre-trial discussion between the counsel about suits, do you remember when suspenders were in? No, the plaintiff side rested. This led to the defense motioning for a direct to verdict on the grounds that the plaintiff has yet to prove any defaming statements. Judge denies the motion. The trial resumed at 9:45 a.m. Here's some statements from CM Punk. I like punk rock. Punk hated holding the microphone. Insert pipe bomb joke here. Punk confirms Dr. Samson gave him a Z-Pack, rather. Punk confirms he had no notes for Cabana's podcast. Confirms he had no photos of his butt. Confirms that Patrick Bateman is an eccentric serial killer played by Christian Bale, and that Patrick felt that Patrick Duffy looked like Patrick Bateman with white hair.
Definitely important.
And of course, he did confirm that that was indeed his Speedo in the bag. That he washed his Speedo with soap in a sink. This is all shit that's in the WrestleZone news. If you go look that shit up. It's all ridiculous.
Wait,
bullshit.
This is actually all true.
Yeah, this is all legitimate.
Yeah, I'm not making any of this
best
is
trial ever.
Like, seriously, go on WrestleZone and read the fucking trial notes. Like, this is the shit.
I'm so glad that the judge tossed out the push to verdict, so we got more of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday. There's something's going down.
Well, the fact that they called for a push to verdict and the trial is like this suggests that, like, the whole thing's going to be thrown out. Punk doesn't need to worry. It sounds utterly fucking ridiculous.
The whole thing just sounds like something that Kayfabe News came up with.
I left out a bunch of the shit they were talking about, their feelings and stuff. And, like, apparently Punk was, like, on the verge of tears is what they were writing.
Yes.
At one point.
Yes, that is true.
And, like, Amon was, like, saying that he felt like talk about the slander of people holding up signs in the audience and shit like that. Like, I mean, that stuff was, that did come out, but none of it was really as interesting as Patrick Bateman looking like an eccentric serial killer. Just weird ass statements were like,
I really
they had
don't
to confirm
know why that came out.
I try to keep most of the bullshit out, like the Speedo bit, and like, which is kind of funny, and like the, which I did mess and choke on, and like some of the other stuff I already cut out of our news because we talked about it.
But like, how about this quote, this direct quote from CM Punk, if anyone's going to see my butt that isn't my wife, it's Scott.
They had to like confirm like their names and all of that, like we talked about.
Yeah.
But like the main points about the trial that like have always been coming up is like, swore on oath about the Z-Pack, not having evidence to really back up the lump and all that. So that's really like the most important thing. Most of it was just bullshit. Like you're saying, like, why is this trial still going?
But he's got texts. They did produce texts between Punk and AJ.
Talking about it. It's the doctors too.
January,
they actually had texts from both sides establishing there was a lump.
Right. January 28, 2014. This fucking lump hurts. Punk describes this text as telling AJ how my day went, which got a chuckle out of the court.
Yeah. But most of it was like pretty meaningless, like conversation. It sounds like this is going to cost a lot of money. You know, like you say, nothing's going to come out of it. But
sure.
It's probably for the best for the guys getting sued.
Right.
So,
but yeah, that's
there you go.
Yeah, it's worth a read, if only for.
No, it's really not. Save yourself time. We told you exactly what you need to know, folks. Do not waste your time.
At this point, it's no longer worth a read because we spoiled it for you. But it was worth a read before we spoiled it for you.
At least when Punk loses in UFC in like a week or two, he has an excuse this time. He couldn't train because he was too busy bullshitting the court.
I kind of felt like I was like reading the lyrics to Enzo's rap song when I was going through it.
God.
Like, yeah, but no, tired. Yeah, fucking a half an hour, dude.
Brian Last did that on fucking Jim Cornette's podcast, read the lyrics to Enzo's rap song.
I listened to it. It's awful.
Anyway. Let's see. The closing arguments in Punk's defamation trial should be heard on Tuesday, as you were alluding to prior to us.
So this whole thing took like 2 or 3 years to even get to court, but it's going to last like 5 days.
Yep.
American justice system. Fuck yeah.
Unless some like new evidence gets presented, but that seems pretty unlikely at this point. Should it be all out there now?
I mean, CM Punk's camo shorts are the defining piece of evidence being submitted here, right?
Yeah, these are my shorts. Yes, they are. And it's like, ooh.
Al-Qaeda is threatening Saudi Arabia and the Crown Prince for bringing sinful WWE into the country.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some damn terrorists.
You would think that might get a little more attention, but who knows?
Yeah, right.
It's just because no one cares about Al-Qaeda anymore.
Right.
Something stupid happens, like an actual terrorist attack at one of these events they're doing in November.
Well, I'm sure WWE are paying attention, and they're going to really beef up security if they go back.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how serious these things are, because I don't know how many they actually make in a given day.
Right.
You know, that's something to do with it, but I just kind of saw that. I'm like, I mean, that's the fucking independent reporting that. That's not like fucking TMZ or any.
Right.
Wasn't there something a few years ago where one of their events in the U.S. was threatened?
They followed up on a couple of them over the years, so.
Yeah.
More reason not to go to a fucking house show in Saudi Arabia.
Right. All right, Enzo Amore claims he didn't know about the rape allegations until they went public. I hate to be the one to pull the nipple out of the baby's mouth, but no, I was not contacted once by the police before January 22nd.
Poor choice of words by a man accused of rape. I know what he means, like a nipple is what we would call a dummy, but still. No, it's on a bottle. Yeah. So it's a terrible choice of words in any kind of context.
And then,
you know what else is a poor choice of words? His whole fucking song.
His consensual penis.
That's that.
God, is that really a line?
Yes, yeah. It's the chorus of the fucking song.
I've only I'm not gonna listen to it ever, but I've read like a few lines related to the case itself. I didn't hear the consensual
penis
thing.
The song is called Phoenix, and the girl is from Phoenix.
Oh yeah, it's about her. Like he mentions the Phoenix Police Department too, and he calls her a lying slut or something.
Yeah.
Enzo Amore thanked his fans for stalking his accuser. I thank my fans that supported me and always did. I owe them every bit of gratitude.
With his consensual penis.
With his consensual penis.
Oh, that's never gonna die.
God damn it. I'm sure our new sponsors are listening like, what the fuck did we get ourselves into? But, how you doing, Podmania Pro Wrestling Podcasts? Anyway. Let's get out of here. I got a voiceover that's 2 hours overdue. Actually, 3 hours overdue now at this point. But instead of delivering it, I came and did the show.
Okay. Well, not JT, though. He's going to be enjoying sunny days sailing on a boat, motherfucker.
I've heard JT has had some sunny days as of late.
Nah, I don't even... I don't think he's that drunk.
Probably. I would hope not. Well,
yeah, because, you know, even Kosher saw me last night, and I wasn't that drunk. So, yeah.
All right, so for at Random Redhead, at G of the Internet, at Mark _ Noise, at El Generico, at Book Junkie Jaina, I am at Think So Joe. We are at that's Board Wrestling Fan Without Vowels, facebook.com/Board Wrestling Fan. You can download this podcast everywhere podcasts are sold, including iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Blueberry, bodyslam.net even has us. And download us, listen to us, 2 p.m. Sunday. See ya.
You'll thank me later.
He really won't, though.
Consensual penis.